Hey everybody, nice to be with you again. Sorry I'm a couple minutes late. This is Richard Sachs on Lost Arts Radio Live, and hope you've had a good week. This is normally going out on Saturday, live streaming Saturday afternoon in U.S. time, or other parts of the world it may be different, or you may be seeing it as an archive. Just bringing you some insights on the news happenings in the world in the last week since we had our last show on Saturday. And we're talking from the U.S., but all these things have a major impact on the rest of the world. So wherever you're listening from, England or Asia or Africa or anywhere else, Australia, I think you'll find this still relevant. And this is, as I remind you frequently, this is not a comprehensive, any attempt to be a comprehensive news show, because I mean, 1 hour for a whole week, come on, you can't possibly do that. And we recommend the show that I've told you about for years. And it's the censorship is getting so intense now that I can't mention the name of the show or the main guy who created that service, or else this will be the last time you'll see us on the major platform. So I can't say that, but the first name of the man who started it is Alex. I think I can say that without the bots catching us. And the last name rhymes with bones, so you get kind of an idea who I'm talking about. Information, if you shorten that to the first two syllables, that's the beginning of the project's name. And it's a wonderful, comprehensive news source that's not liberal or conservative or left or right or anything like that. It's just reporting what's happening. And that's why it's demonized, and they're trying to kick it off every major platform on the internet, which is pretty much done now. you can still see it 6 days a week at least on BitChute. And as a result, the person whose channel is on BitChute just had their PayPal taken away. And I mean, we're in the middle of a really intense censorship campaign right now. But if you want to see it on BitChute while it's still available, the first name of the man whose channel it's on is Ron, and his last name, and I separate it like that for the sake of the boss that are monitoring us, his last name is Gibson. So if you go to his channel, you'll see all the shows from this network that I'm promoting here. Not for money. I'm not getting paid to say that. I've watched their work for the last 18 years, and they do a great job. So anyway, I would say one of the top stories, although it's hard to really judge, there's so much important stuff happening this week, this past week, and it all ties together in major themes that are important to understand. And, you know, I have to say, too, that as far as purpose goes, I don't see any particular reason to know about all the insane things that are happening on this planet right now, unless you're going to use that motivation to upgrade your own life and your own body, your health, and work for solutions to the global situation, which I think is really the main reason we're doing this. So as I was starting to say, I think the top story for this week, certainly from the U.S. point of view, and it's related to things that are happening in Europe and many parts of the world, is the invasion that is now the vanguard. The first few hundred of the invaders have actually made it to the southern border of the U.S. to break in and to start infiltrating the country. This is not what mainstream media calls a caravan of, I think they even called it a caravan of strollers, which means there's a bunch of really nice mothers with their babies in strollers that are just casually walking up from Honduras, you know, places like that, where anybody can make the stroll up to the southern U.S. border. It's not, I don't want to shock you, but you're not getting the right news from mainstream media. This is actually mostly military-age men who violently hate the United States. They're carrying their own flags, like Honduran flags for the most part, what I've seen anyway, on the live video from the so-called caravan. And they're burning American flags and say how much they hate America and they want it gone. And they're coming there not because they like it so much, but as an attack force. The U.S. president put it exactly correctly, and this ties in with the story of a recent press conference, excuse me, that the president was having, and he was saying, talking about the caravan, so-called caravan, saying, this is not a caravan. You know, the newscaster I just mentioned to you said, well, yeah, if that's a caravan, then the invasion of Normandy in World War II was a caravan onto the beach there, right? That's what it was. That the major media, major corporate media in the United States and much of the so-called Western world now is viciously criminal. They don't make any attempt to tell what they believe is true. It has nothing to do with that. They're owned by a handful of interlaced global corporations, and those corporations use their owned media to engineer social understandings, opinions, the beliefs of the population, their fears and their hopes and everything. That's why they own major media companies. I mean, why would you want to put any money into it if you can't control everybody's thought and feeling? And it has nothing to do with news other than the fact that they tell people it's news and the people say, oh, news, that means we have to believe everything they say. And they just sit there and absorb it. And they end up like they end up now. And that's a tool and weapon that's being used to tear apart society. So at a recent press conference that the president of the U.S. was saying, and I'm not naming him because that's another way to get banned immediately by the social media that wants to make really sure that nothing positive about the current U.S. president is ever said that would reach the general population, and anything that says that he's idiot and a racist and hates women and hates poor people and hates immigrants and all this total nonsense, that's okay. But the real stuff that he's been able to accomplish under incredible attack, you can't talk about that because no one's supposed to know that it exists. So in this press conference that he was having, not because he has to, but he was trying to share what's going on with some of the media there and take questions. And CNN has one of their main people there, Jim Acosta is his name, and I forget the exact title of his position. But he was being very rude when he was called on and asking questions that were beyond his limit that he wasn't allowed to ask. They were trying to go to other people and telling the president that he was in disagreement with him, that was wrong. He said, this is not an invasion. And he tries to twist the understanding of the audience by saying, this is not an invasion. It's hundreds of miles away. What? I mean, the distance from the border at the moment is not whether it's an invasion. That doesn't determine it, Jim, or anybody else that's going to listen to that nonsense. He was saying it's not an invasion. It's just, you know, people, honest, hardworking people coming up from fleeing their own countries, the oppression and danger, and coming up with, you know, like they said, their babies in strollers and everything. And they just want to come and be nice and love Americans and everything. And meanwhile, there are people down there with the invaders filming it, you know, showing, look, this is what they're doing. They violently broke through the southern border of Mexico, threw rocks and, injured Mexican police, broke through by the hundreds and thousands and started walking up. And that was what comes to light is that you don't just have people in Honduras where most people don't have a lot of money, to put it mildly, and they just say, well, let's walk this many thousand miles to get to the U.S. border and just go in, even though we can't get in legally. We'll just go up there and walk in and we'll eat ants on the way up or cactus leaves or something like that. That's not realistic. What happened is that the United Nations, working with UNICEF and George Soros NGOs, other groups like that, the Democratic Party, and the people who are calling themselves liberal, but it has nothing to do with real liberal. It has to do with globalism and the takedown of the world, free countries for sure, the end of nationalism, all that. And they took the people that they thought were appropriate, that would be good invaders, and trained them sometimes for months in Honduras in UN camps there. This is detailed on the news show I told you about. And when they're ready and they think they've got the right attitude, they know they're going to break through violently, they're not going to let anything stop them, then they're going to be met by the Democratic representatives of that party in the U.S. who will get them on welfare right away and show them how to vote for Democrats and complete the destruction of the country. That's the reality of it. And even after that training, they're not going to make it to the U.S. walking. I mean, that's totally ridiculous. And that people would believe the mainstream media saying that's what it is, mostly mothers and their children. I mean, it's so ridiculous that they must be laughing at all of us to think that we would believe any of it, but they obviously do, because they pay millions of dollars for these fake news anchors that just read off teleprompters and it says, look really condescending, look authoritative, sound like you really know what you're talking about. They're actors. Jim Acosta is one of them. He's an agitator, but he's also an actor. And so somebody has to pay for them to make it to the U.S. border. They can't just start walking and like 6 months later say, oh, it's good we'd never eat because we didn't bring any food money. You know, it's not like that. The UN groups affiliated with the UN and the NGOs and the Soros groups and everything, they are paying, the estimates are about $7,000 per person to invade the U.S. It's not spontaneous. Because they're not that dumb to think that they can walk south to north across all of Mexico and be fine and not need to stop for anything. So they walk as a photo opportunity for the mainstream media to show how nice they are and how they just happen to start out walking because they're so desperate and everything. And then as soon as the photographs are taken, they put them on trucks and buses, totally paid for, and start racing them up toward the border. And the first ones have gotten there now. So Acosta can't say they're hundreds of miles away anymore, except for their follow-up groups that may still be hundreds of miles away. Big ones, thousands and thousands of people being brought up the same way, costing huge amounts of money. And they're just intended to break through. Now, when they get to the southern border of the U.S., the major media is supposed to be meeting them there, filming, and they'll put the token women and kids in the front that they brought for this purpose to show that it's just mostly five-year-olds, you know, that just started walking from Honduras. They're totally innocent and they just want to come up here and be loving and assimilate into society. It's that stupid. I mean, that anybody would believe it, but a lot of people believe it. And so the invasion organizers thought, where should they hit the border? Because they were kind of on a route to Texas, and they diverted way out of their way and went so that they'd hit the southern border of California, where they've got a traitor governor, and it looks like his successor is going to be just as bad, who will take over in January. And the governor has declared, this is like kind of unbelievable, okay, but he's declared the state what they call a sanctuary state. Sounds wonderful for these poor innocent people coming in, but in reality, in practice, that means if you're illegal in the country, you can commit violent crimes and you don't have to go to jail or anything, and you get let off, and there's been numerous instances of this happening constantly. And I mean, the state legislature is in pretty much in harmony with the governor on that. And cities like San Francisco, which is being totally torn apart right now and is getting so nobody wants to go there as a tourist anymore, is declaring itself a sanctuary city. And there are others in the state, too. It's a perfect place for illegal aliens who want to invade the state to show up. So the first ones have been showing up at the southern border, south of San Diego, near Tijuana, and all along that border. And the The president of the U.S. has fortunately sent troops to build some kind of wall that can be defended against invasion. Should have been done a long time ago, because if you have a country and you're subject to invasion by people from cultures that are really not friendly, and that's putting it mildly, to your country, you need some kind of a physical barrier. If you don't, after a certain amount of time, your country falls apart because it won't be recognizable anymore. And that's what's being done to European, formerly European countries that are becoming unrecognizable to what they were a little while ago. Millions and millions of invaders have been intentionally brought in by the same NGO groups, and apparently the Soros groups are really strongly part of it and paying huge amounts of money to keep it going, not running away from the war in Syria or something. They're largely coming in Europe from North Africa right now and just being chosen to be ideal invaders, and they start committing violent crimes right away. There's just waves of rape and murder and carjacking and all kinds of horrible stuff with these so-called migrants. They're not migrants, they're invaders. There's nothing different between that and, you know, the forces of some ancient invading army taking over Rome or whatever, except that it's a little bit more sophisticated in the sense that they are working with the media to destroy those countries. And the media is making it illegal in Europe, for example, to criticize anything the invaders are doing and even to talk about it. And in the case of Europe, most of those invaders, or a large number of them, have a belief system that I also can't mention on this program or will be banned right away. But you might possibly be able to figure it out. It's called a religion, and it starts with the letter I. That's about all the clues I can give you, but hopefully that's enough. And I've read all their scriptures, by the way, because I really wanted to understand what is going on with these guys that if they can't get a gun or a knife, they'll run over you with a truck and scream that it's that God is great and all this kind of stuff. And I read all the scriptures, and they're not radical followers of the religion. They're the ones who are following it accurately. And even ISIS, in, you know, has done so much mass murder in the Middle East itself, is led by a man, what's his name, Abdullah al-Baghdadi or something like that. And he has a PhD in Islamic studies and knows exactly what the leader of founder of that religion wanted them to do. And they're doing it. It's not radical. It's orthodox. And same thing is happening all over Europe, Scandinavia, everywhere like that now. But the ones from Central America that are starting to really ramp up the invasion of the United States now, they aren't primarily from that religion that I know of, but they're really nasty, violent criminals, enough of them so that there are huge increases of crime, violent crime, wherever they've come in. And the people that are paying massive amounts of money to import them into the U.S., it's not a spontaneous migration in any sense of the word. The people who are bringing them in intend to tear apart the fabric of society so badly that the people, all of us, will just beg for tyranny because we'll want law and order restored. That's the basic strategy of this step. There are worse steps after. But this step right now that they're doing, that's what it's about. It's really simple. And that's why the media is saying, no, it's not that at all. It's a bunch of really nice people who just want to come and be friends. And if we're dumb enough to fall for that, I mean, we may be too far gone. But there are people starting to become aware of what's really going on. I was watching some interviews of people at the border today, just north of the makeshift fence that they've got up there, where the invaders are scaling the fence and throwing rocks and, you know, doing the things that a really friendly visitor would do, right? And some of the people from Southern California that were being interviewed were saying, yeah, this is really good because the United States is supposed to be a country that welcomes people in, and we shouldn't have a wall at all. And then you've got the openly declared communists who are coming out in massive demonstrations all over the U.S. more and more, are chanting with the socialists and members of the Democratic Party, and they're marching with these huge signs and red bandanas and everything, and they're saying no, and then they name the president, no wall, no USA at all. So that's what they want. They want to tear down the United States, and they want a global tyranny, basically, which they think will be a utopia. I've read the communist writings of Marx and Engels and people like that, and the idea, which the previous president was following from his childhood, along with the religion that I mentioned, is that you have to overthrow the government, you have to overthrow society, you basically overthrow all anything normal so that you can replace it with this utopia created by this communist tyranny. That's the whole idea. The progressive income tax came from that, where you tear down anybody that's made money and is successful. You have to bring them down to the low level of just barely making it so that they're equal to everybody else. And the idea that people fall for is that everybody is made equal, which is just fantastic and wonderful. And then the people in charge are up above the whole thing, and they are the absolute rulers. That's the idea of communism. It's really stupid for anybody to follow it. And the people that are out leading protests, and Antifa, which is combined with the Democratic Party and the communists and everybody in between, Antifa and the open members of the Communist Party wearing the red bandanas with hammer and sickles on them and stuff like that. You guys aren't too bright, because what you're doing is setting up your own destruction. And in fact, that's true of anybody trying to destroy the rest of humanity and thinking that they're going to be okay. It's not how things work. I mean, there may be a time gap before things catch up and have their reactions, but they always do. So if the people who are trying to bring in tyranny and beating up everybody else for the sake of utopia and love and anti-fascism and all this stuff, they need to think again about what they're doing. It's not really too smart. And you can't make world peace by mass murder. I mean, it hasn't worked up to now. And there's reasons for that. It's the same with this religion that I mentioned that I couldn't say. They believe that if you kill everybody who's not a member of the religion, which it says right in the scriptures, because I read them myself, and you also have to make sure that you kill the people who try to escape from the religion and join something else or nothing else. Just if they insult the religion or the founder of it or leave it, then you have to kill them for their own good. And God is really happy with you if you do that. Belief systems like that, whether they're religious or secular, they're making a mistake, because you can't, the way we're all tied together, it's like we're not just members of one family in a spiritual sense. We're at the very deepest levels, we're the same being. So I don't mean to make this is not religious. It has nothing to do with your belief system. It works whether you believe it or not. And it's just that we're not physical beings. We're here in these costumes. They're quite magical and amazing and alive and conscious and self-aware. I'm talking about the body. But we're not physical. We're using it as an interface with the mind to deal with the outside world. And when we identify with it, we get different kinds of problems. So if you realize that that's not you, then you start getting in touch with how we're all connected. And that's why you treat your neighbor as yourself, because on a deeper level, that's who they are. This is like, you can just brush it off or let it sail over your head or under your head or whatever, but if you ever grab onto that understanding and get it, you can't live the same way anymore. You can't condemn anybody else. You can't advocate violence. You can't think that your religion is the only good one and everybody else has to die. you can't do stuff like that, because you start understanding at a deeper level, and these people that are promoting violence in the street in the name of fighting fascism are really out of touch and setting up an unpleasant future, and it'd be better to change that, in my opinion. But what we see all over is that above the level of the religion that I mentioned, or the gangs like the MS-13 gang, or, you know, the MS-13 is just an example of a really vicious gang that people feel so displaced and unsupported and have no idea what they're in the world for. They want a family and they can't find a family to support them like they do, so they join a gang. And the gang says, no problem, we'll be your family. And then, you know, you have to do some really bad stuff to get standing in the gang. And the Democrats, of course, want to use the gang to do some really heavy-duty crimes for their objectives. But Pelosi recently called the MS-13 gang members children of God. She was right. They are children of God. They're just really confused. And underneath mountains of programming is the same spirit that's in us, exactly, because it's who we are. But that doesn't mean that they're nice. And even though everybody's children of God, because there's nowhere else to come from, that's a long story. But even though that's the truth, self-defense is like a necessity when you're born into the physical dimension, because not everybody here is really friendly and nice. And letting them kill you is not a great virtue. So that the founders of America, even though they had a long way to go to live up to what they came up with, they did understand that right after freedom of speech, which is being destroyed right now, is freedom to defend yourself and carry firearms. You know, if that were given to the women in Scandinavia, for example, with training, the waves of rape would have been over in the first 10 minutes. Because those guys may believe in committing suicide to go to paradise, but most of them don't really want to do it. They want to live through it and have standing in the religion and everything. And they start encountering women who are trained and equipped with firearms. They're going to find some other project instead of mass rapes. So I think that the universal right to be armed if you choose to and to defend yourself can't legitimately be taken away by government. And yet, almost all the Democrats are pushing this very strange idea that if you make it illegal for a legitimate law-abiding person to defend themselves and have weapons, then that's going to stop all the bad guys. They're not going to come in. They're not going to own any weapons because it's illegal. And why would they do anything illegal even though they're murderers and stuff? It's really stupid. I mean, it's stupid for the followers who just repeat that nonsense. But at the top levels, it's intentional. And every historical terrible tyrant, you know, the famous one in Germany, but all the others too, they disarmed their victims first. It's just common sense. Why would you want your stormtroopers to be shot at? That would be ridiculous. So they take the guns away first. If they hadn't taken away the weapons of the Jews in Germany, they would have a really difficult time getting them all into the camps. It would not be worth it. But it's happened not just in Germany. I mean, who was it? Hummel or somebody like that in University of Hawaii did a study actually counting the number of people killed by their own governments, not in war, but just in genocide of their own country. 262 million people. In the 20th century, 1900s, were murdered that way. And they all had to be disarmed first. And that's the reason, that's the main reason that the firearms rights are a God-given right. They don't come from a constitution. Everybody all over the world has them. It's just the governments of most countries stand in the way of exercising them. And in the U.S., they're trying to get rid of them now, too, saying that all you have to do is make everywhere a gun-free zone and no criminals would dare do anything. Really, really stupid. And if it's religious, like a lot of these attacks are, especially in Europe, if they can't get a gun for some reason, and probably they could, they just get a car and run over everybody instead, saying it's for God. So to take away self-defense rights of regular people is criminal in itself. And in the UK, for example, people have been arrested and convicted and sent to prison for defending themselves in their own house against murderers who break in. It's extremely insane. So again, I totally forgot the notes of what I was supposed to talk about, so I have to see where I get to here. There's so much happening at the same time that I said that one of the main stories I wanted to cover was the invasion status right now of the so-called immigrant. The press in the U.S. is so deceptive. Calling invaders immigrants is extreme deception, because immigrants to any country are the people that see, okay, these are the requirements to get in. Like, say I wanted to immigrate to Argentina or something, I would say, these are the requirements to get into Argentina, and then I have to make sure I fulfill those. I make sure I can contribute to the Argentinian country and learn their language. Absolutely. I would do that immediately. You can learn any language you want. There's all kinds of good programs to do that now. Not real expensive. I would do that, make sure I had enough money, a good profession and everything. And then I would apply that, you know, I really want to go to Argentina. And once it was accepted, then I would go and I'd become an Argentinian citizen. And I would do everything I could to make the Argentinian country, Argentina, a fantastic place, you know, where individual freedom is upheld and mutual respect and love and support and free market capitalism, not what we have in the U.S. right now, where huge corporations make special deals with the government to exclude everything else. I mean real free market capitalism. And I'd work to make Argentina fantastic and great. And what the president of the U.S. said recently, I think it was in a U.N. speech, but he said it other places too, is that he said, it was at a rally where I heard him actually, and he said, you're not supposed to say this, but I'm a nationalist. And CNN and other criminal news organizations said, did you hear what he said? He said, I almost can't say it. He said he was a nationalist. Openly, he said that. We always knew it, but now he's declaring himself a white supremacist, right? How stupid is that? I mean, that anybody could believe that nonsense or ever listen to those news organizations again is really incredible. Because the way the president was using the term nationalism, he wasn't saying only for America. He was saying every country should take care of its own people, not the government giving them everything free, because that's by robbing everybody in order to do that. No, what it means is all the people take responsibility for their country and they live like they think their ideal says you should live. You know, golden rule and things like that. And you'd have an incredible country. Everybody else would want to come there. And it would become very rich, because virtually every country has huge amounts of raw materials, which is wealth. And if it's just taken from the land and the ground and the forests and all the renewable sources that can be kept clean and beautiful and really make use of it well, it makes the people rich, all of them who want to work. And it becomes so rich that the ones who are disabled or too old or too young or have to be taken care of, there's so much spontaneous private charity. The government can stay really small and take over the functions of protecting the borders and protecting everybody's rights, make sure criminal corporations don't come in and try to rape the whole place like is happening in the U.S. and most of the world right now. That's the job of the federal government, and the reason to have one, and make sure that there's never a central bank set up, you know, especially a private one, because everybody who understands how that works knows that those organizations are total frauds. They don't bring in any wealth. They just set themselves up as the authority controlling everybody's money, and they lend out money they don't have just by saying, okay, here's a piece of paper or a computer entry. I lent you this money. Well, no, it never existed, but that doesn't matter. I'm in charge of all the money, or my bank is, and now you owe me that money plus interest on top of it. So if you understand the math of how that works, it can never be paid back, and you've got one of these central banks located in virtually every major country in the world controlling the government, including the U.S. and most of the other ones. And that's one reason that the previous administration, the criminal president and the followers he had in the U.S. before this president, went and had to destroy Libya, the country of Libya, totally destroy it, where the ruler was actually, doing some really good things for the people, putting this giant water system and doing really secular government, letting women go to college, and which, of course, would never happen if it was a religious government with that particular religion that I mentioned, but he was overcoming that. So he had to be killed and his whole family killed by mercenaries and U.S. military forces because he was setting up a bank based on gold, the same as the U.S. was supposed to have, and he was going to share it with the whole continent of Africa, and they would never need the Bank of International Settlements or any of the central banks anymore. They would become all prosperous and Africa would be incredible. I mean, wonderful and very rich, which they already are in natural resources, but the governments that have been dominating have been stealing all that like they do all over the world. And that's why Gaddafi had to be killed. But I know I got kind of off track. Anyway, you've got the current president trying to say, yes, this is an invasion. It must be stopped. And he publicly said they're not going to be let in no matter what. If they try to come in illegally, they can't even ask for asylum. That's how it should be. And the current president pulled the U.S. out of the agreement under the U.N. that said the U.N. gets to do whatever it wants with your borders. And it can, I mean, if a country's government agrees to that, that's the end of the country. As soon as that has had some time to have its effect. Because basically there's no more border, and that means there's no more countries, and that means they all sink to the lowest common denominator of the violence and slavery and everything, that insane religious stuff that is being done outside their country. And the current president doesn't want to do that. So he said he's a nationalist, and that's what that means. You take care of your nation and encourage everybody else to take care of their nation, and then they all cooperate and work for mutual prosperity. It's a really beautiful image. It's not what CNN or the other news organizations said at all. It's totally different. So I totally agree with the current president that the criminal media that totally lies blatantly now right out in the open is a major deadly enemy of the American people, just like they are in Europe and other places like that. And in the U.S., the invasion's been really steady all through the reign of the last administration, who gave them free bus passes to go anywhere they want in the country, get on welfare right away, and if they happen to remember to come to a court appointment, none of them remembered. But the interviews with the people in Southern California the last couple of days saying, oh yeah, the U.S. is supposed to be welcoming, really nice country, and just let all these people in. They're so dumbed down. They think, I guess, that if you have a house, it's a crime, it's a racist crime to leave the front door open all night. I mean, closed, sorry. That you should leave it open if anybody from the street wants to walk in and take over your house, that you should let them do that. And that's exactly the same idea with the border. So it's brainwashing from the fake media. It's not these people's fault. The fake educational system has been operating in America for a long time now. And the corrupt government, the corrupt corporations who all say, you know, not just 2 and 2 is 5, but 2 and 2 is a billion or whatever they want to say. It's called gaslighting. I don't have any idea how they came up with that term, but what it means is if somebody punches you in the face and then they say, I didn't punch you in the face. Everything's fine. Maybe you fell down. You know, and they're so convincing somehow. I mean, I don't think I'd be convinced by them, but they do convince most people that after a while the person is apologizing for accusing them of doing that. And that's what the governments and the media are doing to everybody now. So there are major divisions of the invading force in different parts of Central America and Mexico now, and more and more and more of them are being put together. They injured a lot of the Mexican police with rock throwing, and now they're getting, some of them are getting Molotov cocktails and guns. They're just on foot long enough for the photo opportunities, and then they get put onto buses and trucks, and all the food and everything that they need, bathrooms and everything, are all paid for. And what's kind of funny is that these supplies are paid for, logistical supplies are paid for largely by the U.S. taxpayers, because the U.S. unconstitutionally funds a large part of the U.N. operations, and then that money goes to the NGOs and the Soros organizations, came right from the taxpayers, and that's completely illegal, but apparently the Constitution is forgotten by the so-called representatives in the government. All the logistical support is provided, about $7,000 per invader. MasterCard is a company is working with the NGOs and UNICEF and everybody to give them prepaid debit cards. It's really quite amazing. It's not an attack of strollers. So you want to, if you want to see the actual footage, it's on that site that I told you about. You probably see a lot of it on lostartsradio.com as well. Burning U.S. flags, saying that they hate America and they're basically coming to do whatever they want. And some of the Democratic representatives are saying that the presence of ICE, immigration control enforcement, is like a KKK, right? And it's just totally amazing. And I told you what the communists are chanting in the city demonstrations now that somehow have not been on television that I've seen anyway. California government is completely complicit. They're going to make it worthwhile for the invaders to come there. But the current president sent 5,000 some troops to back up the border patrol and needs the rest of the wall, which is pretty obvious to anybody who still has a functioning brain at all. If you don't have a wall, it's really hard to defend your border because nobody can even see where it is. And the media is hoping that when more of the invaders get to the border and they bring their children and women to the front, that somebody can show them attacking the women and children and then put it on the cover of the magazines and say, see, we told you the president is a Nazi. And I mean, really nasty deception. In my opinion, the president should go on television directly to the American people and explain, and the world, and explain the whole scam and what he's doing, what he intends to do. This guy Acosta that I told you about was being really disruptive and rude and aggressive in the press conference that the president was holding, and had his credentials taken away, which is a very minimal sentence for what he did. And he went to a judge. CNN filed suit with a judge to get back his press credentials, saying that it was a violation of due process. The judge was one that the president had appointed recently, and he caved in, and a completely dumb person, or terrified, I guess, of not being politically correct. And he said, yeah, it looks like your due process was violated. That's not true. You need due process to lose your personal property, or, you know, to be accused, convicted of a crime without due process, or taking away other things like that. But he's in the press conference room as a privilege. And the previous president, who the media loved because he was a member of that religion that I told you about, he wore a ring that said so, and he was a communist raised from as a very small kid as a communist, a racist, a horrible person, did a lot of damage to the country and the world. helped in the murder of Gaddafi's family and all kinds of stuff. And he kicked out many people from his press conferences, just had them thrown out. Some because he said he didn't like the way they were reporting. And the media said, wow, this is wonderful. What strength and courage. But see, as part of the hate the current president campaign, anything he does has got to be shown as immoral, illegal, terrible, and Nazi. And they're working on doing that. And a lot of the judges are just, I don't know what to say about them. They're just totally out of it. Or they'll just sell out right away under any kind of pressure. So this is why the invaders want to hit California first, and that's what they're doing. There's going to be some kind of a disagreement between the federal troops that are on their way and that are partly there now, quickly building as much of a wall as they can. And Governor Brown of California, who said no cooperation for ICE, and other California representatives who are saying ICE and the Border Patrol are basically Nazis and KKK. And I don't know, people are actually believing some of this stuff. I wanted to tell you also that California has been being destroyed by wildfires. I mean, on an amazing scale that we haven't seen before. And the president was concerned about that because it's destroying the whole state. And he said, this is bad forest management, which is largely true because they just have stopped making fire breaks and let huge amounts of tinder and underbrush build up and things like that without clearing them. I was on InfoWars on, I think it was Wednesday, because I wanted to tell them that that's only part of it. Because, see, Governor Brown had said, no, it's not because of forest mismanagement. It's because of climate change. That's what it is. Climate change. Climate change caused the forest fires, and that's the whole issue. And obviously what he meant was we have to give up our rights and stop using energy and apologize for existing and everything. And then maybe if we pay enough special taxes as a country to the carbon credit companies, that the climate change will go away. But what I had wanted to say on that network is that it's not just forest management, it's also man-made climate change. That's very real. People will be surprised that I'll say this. Climate change is absolutely real. It's a threat to every life form on the planet. It's very, very serious. Not because you won't turn off your air conditioner, though. Climate change is what's called geoengineering. And it's being caused every day, almost over the whole world. And it's a threat to your existence, and it's intended to be that. It is causing climate disruption so that the rulers can say, you see, climate change is really dangerous and it's happening. Yeah, it is, because they're causing it. And but it's much more than that. It to call it just climate engineering is to miss huge parts of it. And it's poisoning the earth intentionally. And we had Clifford Carnicom on the Lost Arts radio show, and he was telling us what he had analyzed as the chemtrail residues. And I know you're not supposed to say chemtrail because it doesn't impress the scientists, right? Well, those scientists are a bunch of corrupt enemies, and they don't care how much they're impressed. If they did, they would have stopped it by now. So I don't care what it's called. The importance is what it is, and it's dumping, according to Carnicom and others, toxic metal, but not just toxic metal. Cross-domain bacteria, they don't just show up there by mistake. Dried blood cells, other biological weapon components. If it was just for weather, those things would not be there. So it's time to be able to grasp a bigger part of the picture. And, you know, among many other things, the residues are intended to make organic agriculture completely impossible. And in fact, non-GMO agriculture to be impossible. And GMOs cause such severe health damage in every kind of life form. There's no question about them. I mean, in the few examples of real research with GMOs, the test animals were covered with tumors. There's no benefit to GMOs. They don't even grow better than organic crops. They don't withstand drought as well as organics. But the spraying, the high altitude spraying, is intended to make only the special GMO crops grow, and it's getting there. But with respect to the fires, what it was for is dumping explosive metallic dust on the trees for decades, which makes them burn in a completely different way. But also, speaking of the climate change that it caused, it was blocking most of the normal storms that would get into California. And we watched this on radar when I was working with Dane Wigington and Russ Tanner, who have great sites, by the way. Anybody interested in geoengineering, and if you're not sure that it's real, or you want to see really high-definition video footage or other explanations, go to geoengineeringwatch.org, or, and I should say, globalskywatch.com, which globalskywatch.com has a list of anti-geoengineering groups all over the world, which is very valuable. Anyway, so Governor Brown is correct, even though he intends to be lying. He's kind of correct. It's just not the kind of climate change he thinks, but it is climate change, and its name is geoengineering. So I got to talk fast now. We're almost out of time. So anyway, when I went on that show a couple days ago, I said the geoengineering thing has been talked about plenty. The only thing that matters for it is to stop it. And I think a really good time to stop it would be immediately. So the president, who I think is a great man because of his motive and risking his life and his family to be there in the face of disgusting amounts of slander and attack, endangering his life, there's a lot he doesn't know about, apparently. If he does know, he's staying completely silent about it, which is, I can't think of any good reason for that. He could stop the geoengineering in one day. That's why we have things like an Air Force, right? Not to go and invade other countries or to go into Syria uninvited or all these really stupid things that the president's being pressured into by these corrupt, horrible advisors that he gets around him. But they are for things like defending your own country. And right now we have a chemical air raid going on every day over the country, which is completely unacceptable for even one day. How do we get to the point of being so dulled down in consciousness that just month after month, year after year, we let these jets dump chemical weapons on us every day, destroying not only our health, but the forests in these giant fires? He could send up Air Force jets to track the spraying jets and force them to land, arrest the pilots, find out who the bosses are, arrest them. This would be a really big development. I'm sure it would endanger the president even more than he is now. But it needs to be done. And just going year after year talking about how bad geoengineering is, that's really, really inadequate. I mean, it's good to know about it, but just more people knowing about it hasn't stopped it so far. And I don't think it needs to go on for another week. I think it needs to be stopped tonight. So this is one of the things that I would like the president to know. We talked about Acosta and this crazy judge that the president appointed, that said Acosta should be given his press back. That's really a travesty. I guess there are not too many judges that are still sane or not controlled. Another thing, we only have a minute or two here, but technocracy continues toward control and dumbing down more. Patrick Wood wrote a great book called Technocracy Rising that I recommend, and he's been on our show. You can watch the archive of that. Time Magazine has a recent or current cover that says never offline, saying how good it is to have implants in your body that are helping to control it. And Aaron Russo, in a great interview that you can find online, said that one of the purposes of the New World Order was to chip everybody. So that's going on, about 10 million apparently chipped so far, according to that new show that I mentioned. Vaccine mandates are rising. Many things need to be changed. and the Democrats, which are totally taken over by evil as far as I can see, and no truthfulness at all, no morals, are taking over the House in January, have stolen several elections in the last several days, and their current president needs to go after some things, but he needs education, which I think he's lacking. Geoengineering, chemical agriculture, GMOs, drug medicine, dirty energy technology, totally securing the border, which he does know about, and he's doing that, fortunately. Pulling out of every unnecessary occupation and war around the planet. Reverse the relationships with Russia. That was a scam run by the Democrats and their bosses. Russia would have been one of the best allies that the U.S. could have and was trying to offer that. And the president got bullied into being aggressive toward Russia, which was a really, really bad thing to do. The president needs to know about election fraud in Arizona and Florida and other states. But definitely in general, the push is on to make the U.S. violent, hateful, racist, divided. And my suggestion is we should not fall for it and avoid the media brainwashing. Question everything, learn for yourself, no need to hate anybody, and no need for fear. That's a false idea that you have to be afraid. No matter what's going on, fear is optional, and it does not help us react to any of this stuff. So I'd say a place to start, I agree with what Mike, his last name is Adams, said, that if you fix your health now, learn about natural health laws, use them. Take advantage of that, and it's a foundation for further work in consciousness, which is the only place that I see that all this can be turned around. It's not a belief system. There's something real there. You need to learn about how to use it. And so this review of a few things happening around the world is not to feel bad or hopeless at all. It's to let you know there's a reason to work seriously, bring your focus back, take your time here, remaining time in the world seriously, heal yourself, and feel good again. That's your job. It's not so bad of a job to have. And then your presence will help awaken other people and make major changes by resonance, which we'll talk about sometime if we get a chance. Remember the Sunday show, ex-rock musician Sasha Stone tomorrow night. Keep up with all those shows, lostartsradio.com. We're on all the major platforms at the moment. We'll see how long that lasts. But we'll be on Brighteon, which is a great new platform. Brighteon. Look for our channel there. And then remember that Planetary Healing Club, for the people who are starting with this work to change their own lifestyle and uncover what their real potential is, that meets in half an hour. I'll wait for you there. Anybody who doesn't know about it can learn about the access, lostartsradio.com/club. Hope that you have a good weekend. And I guess my bottom line message to you is that you're not helpless and weak and limited, the limited being that you're supposed to be, that they want you to think you are. You're incredible. And waking up is not just reciting the bad things in the world. Waking up is self-awareness for real. And it's just waiting for you. So I'm encouraging you to do it, because everybody around you would be affected by a decision on your part to do that. So consider it, and I'll see you next time. Thanks.